Anchor audio date is 11.25.2022. Current time is 7:13 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. And we're here for day number 25 of the Audio Month Challenge 2022. Hashtag NAPodPomo. Day 25. And sort of a late audio for me. Usually I do a lot of things early in the morning. And so this is sort of a new territory for me again. I have done a few after dinner audios, and but it's out of my element in this matter of speaking. But this is Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on Anchor.fm, as well as at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter, where I tout myself as a social media observer, social media enthusiast. In other words, I like playing on this thing called the internet, and doing the audio here on Anchor is one of those things that I do like doing. And I'm taking part in this Audio Month Challenge for the month of November, and we're on day 25, and I wanted to make a submission here. The weekend is here for me. That's the title. Audio Month, day number 25, : weekend is here for me. Though some people started their weekend, I guess, yesterday, being Thanksgiving here in the United States. It's usually a four-day weekend as far as that goes. And I think sometimes when Christmas falls on a Thursday or Friday, it goes into a long weekend too, as far as that goes. So, but my weekend has started. I had to work today, so I wasn't at the day job today, doing a full 8 hours, which went by fairly quick, given the fact that it's, you know, I can't really go into detail, can I? I won't go into detail what I do on a day job. I'm gainfully employed. That's what I like to say, but it went fairly quick. For all intents and purposes, and I think it's because we had a good day today. We had a good day, but I'm kicking back now, trying to enjoy my evening here as far as going into the weekend. I get to sleep in tomorrow. That's one of the things I guess I always look forward to. But you know what? I'll be up early tomorrow morning doing something, either live streaming or else doing the day 26 audio here for Audio Month 2022. And but the weekend is here, and that's always the week went fairly quick, and we had a pretty decent day today, a little bit light rain and stuff like that. Tomorrow's supposed to be really sunny, so I might be able to get the solar panels out tomorrow. When I was setting up here at the computer desk, I'm currently recording using the app on my LG Stylo 3. I don't plan on using the audio enhancement that I tested on the drive home from the other day. And I used the audio enhancement, I think it was Wednesday, because yesterday I did an Anchor Morning Audio. I do that Tuesdays and Thursdays on a regular basis. I've been doing that pretty much since last Audio Month. And that would have been Audio Month 2021, hashtag NAPodPomo. And so this is sort of extra doing this Audio Month. It's one day, each day I do an audio and post it up there on my Twitter feed, and get 30 of them in for the month of November. And I'm on target for that. Getting back to this audio enhancement that dropped by Anchor on the Anchor app, and it works okay. I know our good friend Ed Waters there, who does the podcast Dead America, he said he could notice a difference as far as it didn't really seem like I was in a car per se. But it enhanced the voice on the microphone a little bit more, I guess. But just before starting this particular recording of audio, I was trying to set it up the levels, and you know, just doing a test, 1 minute talking into the microphone and then playing it back. And it automatically jumped into that, well, we're fetching your audio and do you want to enhance it? And I tried doing the enhancement and the intro music. If I was to use the intro music, it blots out that intro music. So I don't plan on using it here at the computer desk because it does affect other aspects that are coming into the audio if you're recording on the same track, I guess you could say. And that's what I am doing. I'm recording it on the app, and that's a one track. So if you got many elements going in there, I think the audio enhancement focuses on the voice mostly, as far as that goes. This the so-called AI, whatever, how they have it set up. And so, is it okay to use? Yeah, you could use it. Am I going to use it all the time? No, because unless I'm in the car, I'll go ahead and use it, I guess. If it's a straight microphone off of the phone. But other than that, it's for me, it's not that much of a game changer. And it's similar to this thing over, it has nothing to do with audio, but they have this thing over on Twitch. It's called Guest Stars, where you can bring a guest in and you can have two people, three people, four people, five people, up to six people if you want in your broadcast on Twitch. And I've tried it a couple times and it tanked. Some of these new things, you figure, oh, these, Anchor's pretty prominent as far as in, as far as a platform, as far as, in my opinion, it's owned by Spotify. So you figure, oh, this would be a really good enhance or feature. It's okay. Out of 5 stars, I'd probably give it a 3 star. Now, this guest stars for the Twitch, the live streaming, I give that like 1 star, barely 1.5 stars, because it's not perfected. It's not as good as, say, something in the live streaming realm, like StreamYards or Restream. This audio enhancement, I think you could probably do better what I'm doing right now, because I think my sound, the only better sound that I can get right now, if I was recording right into my iPad mini, because that seems to be the best piece of hardware I have for recording with this microphone, the CAD U37. So it's nice to try these new features that they put out. But in reading the web page about this audio enhancement, really nice web page, video real very polished and stuff. You would expect a little bit more, as far as from my viewpoint, I was expecting a little bit more. And it just didn't get there. So I guess this is more or less a follow-up of what I thought of this audio enhancement. It's okay. Okay. You can try it. Would I use it all the time? No, as far as that goes. And that's one of the things I like doing going into the weekend. During the course of the week, I'm thinking of these things I can do. And, just the fact that this audio enhancement came up. And finding out about it by Mr. Ed Waters there, letting us all know about it. That's one of the nice things about following other people that do audio, do podcasts, and you get to learn. It sparks your interest in, what did he just say? Oh, maybe that's something to look into. And that was the case with this audio enhancement. And it was also the case with the Twitch guest stars feature there. Twitch sent me a notice on the platform saying, hey, you can use this. So, okay, let me try it. And it just tanked. It's just there's too many bells and whistles. And if you can't keep a feature simple, it's not really going to work as far as that goes. There's a live streaming platform I was on prior to this one. It changed its whole format about a year ago. And then it just sort of tanked out on this past May 5th. It completely shut down and sort of changed into something else. And it was a good platform. And there's myself and probably a lot of other people who miss it. And, do I miss it that bad? No, it was good. There's another one before that called Blab that I really missed, and I will continue talking about Blab. It was a good platform. On the audio side, The only thing that was better than Anchor right now was Audio Boo, which is now Audio Boom, and it's a paid service now. And there's a lot of podcasters on that. I scope it out every once in a while to see what they have going on over there. So, but things are always changing. Yeah, things are always changing, and but it's interesting to keep up to date on the changes that are take place. So I do like the Anchor app, though. The Anchor app is top-notch, and anybody that says, oh, they don't like it and stuff, well, that's your personal preference. I think it's a rock-solid platform to use, and then just the web interface is pretty decent, too. So what am I trying to put across here in this audio? Just that, hey, sometimes you try new things. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. When some things do work, eventually they won't, because they'll be going away, just like these other platforms that we're on and then we're not, because they're well, in Haps's case and Blab's case, they were all beta. The audio platform that I was on, Audio Boo wasn't beta, Anchor's not beta. But they were, Audio Boo was around quite a bit. I foresee Anchor being around quite a long time. There was a platform called Get Dialogue, which I thought was great. It was the early stages of what is now people are doing with Twitter Spaces and over there on iTunes Clubhouse, where you get multiple people in talking together. It's sort of like a party line. Get Dialogue was doing that years back before, you know, so it's nothing new. And I've said that before. But it's interesting to take part in these platforms, because it with newer stuff coming out, you can sort of base them off of something you have used before. So, and I do like playing around on this thing called the internet. I keep on saying that, but it is fun. And it's... what is it? I like expressing the fact that I do, I guess, here on this audio. But the thing about audio is, there's back in the day, and I've said this, there was a lot of people using audio, but they seem to shy away with it. We're going into these little clusters of like minds will stick together and stuff like that. And I don't think that produces growth as far as that goes. But I could be wrong on that, and it's just that I've seen sort of a decline over the last couple of years, people using audio, and it might be because of COVID. You know, everybody got into using Zoom and having their own little clicks as far as that goes, and you had to get the code to be able to go into that particular Zoom meeting or something like that, where that's why the Twitter Spaces, when it first came out, there was a lot of people using it. Now I'm not seeing too many. There's a few people that are using it pretty steady because they're used to using it, and that's their preferred platform. But it's not the masses. So I think what I'm looking at right now, I think there's sort of a void waiting for the next big thing. And for me, the last big thing was Haps, because I was on there for well over a year doing live stream, and I shied away from the audio, and I seem to come back to the audio during audio month days, and or during the audio month challenge. So I guess we're in a waiting mode for the next big thing. But what do I have planned here? We're on day 25 of this audio month challenge, so we're actually coming around that last. We're on the last lap, the last quarter mile, and we're coming into the back stretch, because this is the last weekend of November 2022. So we're well on the way of completing. We've got the finish line in sight as far as that goes for this Audio Month Challenge, and it's good to see my good friend Ed Waters sticking with it too. So we can say when we cross that finish line, we have another one under our belts as far as that goes. On the hashtag NotPodPomo, that's getting slim. It's getting slim. I hate saying that, but the truth is, if you were to search, do a search for hashtag NotPodPomo, the latest for today, there's, let's see, one, and that's the same one. I'm seeing double posts. There's one, Ed Waters got his 25th up. Okay, so I have to listen to that. We love your stories. Could you keep them coming? Okay, so there's one I'll be listening to right after I get this done. So Ed has his up. There's two, three, four. I see old dad out, but is he a day behind? I'm not sure. No, he's, yeah, that's day 24. So, but he's still taking part. But there was a podcaster here that I don't see in the last couple of days. And I'm scrolling down to, and that was, who was that? That I should be getting to. Oh, here it is. Blue Deck. Blue Deck hasn't broadcast since the 22nd. So I don't know if that's, if Blue Deck will try and play catch up as far as that goes, but it looks like Ed beat me to day 25th. He's already posted it up here about when did he post this up? Let me get back to his 25th entry. He posted it up 4 hours ago, so that was about 3:30 this afternoon Eastern time, so his time would have been he's about 3 hours. Right around noon, 12:30-ish, I guess. So it's good seeing Ed as far as up there. I don't know where everybody else is, Ed. But I am enjoying Ed's podcast as far as for this NotPodPomo Audio Month Challenge 2022. All right, folks. This is Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich wishing you all well. As I'm going to wrap this up. We're coming up on 18 minutes. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow in the next Audio Month Challenge 2022. Hashtag NotPodPomo. All right, folks. Thanks again for your listen. And wherever you may be on this big blue marble, live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care.